Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Good morning, everybody. I am the church. You are the church. Hallelujah. We are the church together. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church this morning. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom is here. Glory to God. And I'm here and you're here. Amen. Amen. In St. Louis, it's a bright, sunny day. It's more like a little bit like spring than it is like winter, but we're still here in the wintertime, and we give God all the praise. Amen. So we're going to have Pastor Mom to greet us this morning. Amen. And then the word of prayer. Praise God. Good morning, Pastor Mom.
Good morning. Good morning to everybody this morning. I thank you about all us going home.
And you think about all of us?
I think about all of us.
You pray for all of us?
I pray for all of us.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's good, Pastor Mom. So let's go ahead and pray in. Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us
this day
our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
power, and glory,
forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise God for you, Pastor Mom.
Thank you.
Amen. Let's pray our prayer that we pray as we come in. Hallelujah. Those who just joined, we see you. Welcome, welcome, welcome in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Kind, wonderful God. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go on to our scripture for today. Hallelujah. We haven't done our Psalm 100 for a little bit here, and so we'll read Psalm 100 and then the entire psalm. And then when we get to, after we finish that, then we'll sing verse 5. Hallelujah. See if you remember that little melody that the Lord gave us for that. Amen. So Psalm 100, let's read it together, King James Version. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. One more time so you can get it real good. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, and his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Yes, indeed. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read it together. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Amen, amen, hallelujah. We're going to go right into our pearls to ponder. Amen, because the Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his names, his character, and his nature. And he's given us a different name, character, or nature each month. So this month, we've been talking about being transformed, and I have just seen so many confirmations about being transformed. I mean, just confirmation after confirmation, and so to me, that was saying the Lord was like, okay, you're right on. We're right on with this. We're flowing in the Spirit.
Amen. So this month we've been talking about being transformed. We came from Colossians 1, 21 and 22, how he transforms our nature into his nature, and we become a new creation. We talked about Galatians and being in us and being formed in us. Galatians 4, 19. So we went over that. And you know, we've talked about other scriptures where Christ is being formed in us. Hallelujah. And so today, what I wanted to do is I've been reading this book by John G. Lake. I'm trying to remember, back from the 1800s, something like that. And the Lord used him in a great way. So he wrote a book. Well, and the Lord used him for healing and so much during that time. And so he wrote a book, and it talked about his life, his ministry. And there was a section on page 18 about the Lord being our transformer that really stood out to me. And so here is an excerpt of the book, John G. Lake's book, and he's talking to us about the Lord being our transformer.
Paul gives us a different vision of the presence and power of Christ with us in the fourth chapter of Ephesians. This time, it is as a transformer. Ephesians 4:13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This shows the ultimate purpose of Christ as Savior, of Christ as a champion, of Christ as the indweller. Christ's presence with us is not just as an outward companion, but an indwelling divine force, revolutionizing our nature and making us like him. Indeed, the final and ultimate purpose of the Christ is that the Christian shall be reproduced in his own likeness, within and without. Paul again expresses the same thing in the first chapter of Colossians, the 22nd verse, where he says, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. That transformation is to be an inner transformation. It is a transformation of our life, of our nature, into his nature, into his likeness. Now, the mechanical fades away in view of the living fact that Christ purposes to accomplish in us through the Spirit. How wonderful the patience and marvelous the power that takes possession of the soul of man and accomplishes the will of God in his absolute transformation into the real, beautiful holiness of the character of Jesus. Our heart staggers when we think of such a calling, when we think of such a nature, when we contemplate such a character that is God's purpose for you and me. In emphasizing this truth, the apostle again puts it into a different form. He says, until Christ be formed in you, Galatians 4:19, or until by the transforming operation of the Spirit of God, we are remade or transformed, until our nature is transformed by the operation of the Spirit of God in our soul. Then we are remade or transformed until our nature is transformed into the nature of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that's what he wants for us. As our transformer, he wants us to be transformed, not just on the outside, but on the inside. Every cell, organ, every tissue, even our spirit, even our soul, be transformed into his image and his likeness. Amen. And when he looks at us, he sees himself. Hallelujah. So we talked about, you know, the refiner's fire and going through the refining of silver and gold. And he wants to see himself. Hallelujah. Amen. So we had a song that we played. We played this before, and I felt like, you know, just a little bit of it today. And it's called Transformed, and it's sung by Catherine King. Amen.
Mountains quake when the winds and waves fall still. When my years are spent, this old garment rent, you will be my lover still. You will find me in the narrow way. You're confused in the clefts of the rock, through the eye of the needle to this holy place, where I bear my altar to you, God. Let me be transformed from one image to another by the working of your power. Conform to the lover of my soul, lover of my soul.
Hallelujah. To be transformed. Hallelujah. Into the lover of our soul. Hallelujah. As she was singing that, I was just reminded, you know, when a husband and a wife have been together for a long time, they start looking like each other. Amen. Amen. I've seen that before. You know, they look more and more like each other. And so we just thank God that he is our transformer. And he's transforming us into his image, his likeness. He's transforming our character into his character, our nature into his nature. He is our great transformer. Amen. That's our pearls to ponder. Just kind of meditate on that and think about it. Is everything that we're doing, or is there anything that we're doing that is like him? And is there anything that we're doing that's not like him? We still have time to be transformed. We're still here. So all while we're here on this earth, he's transforming us. Praise God. And if you heard our series on sanctification, hallelujah, that's the transformer process to transform us into his image and his likeness. Praise God. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, for our pearls to ponder today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's Let's go on to our declarations, and then we'll have some praise and worship. I don't know why I'm feeling for praise and worship today. I'm kind of feeling Sister McDowell. Praise God. So I just lift her up right now in the name of Jesus, that you just touch Sister McDowell and her family this morning. So she's the one who sings, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. Hallelujah. Let's go on into our declarations this morning. The word of God says in Job 22 and 28, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Hallelujah. I just felt a flash of the anointing just now. Glory to God. A wave of the anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's about to do something with these declarations. Amen. Okay, Isaiah 40 and verse 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. All right, Pastor Mom, I hear you over there. Hallelujah. So, you know how we are. We are fully engaged when we say these declarations. And he's just letting us know. He hears, and he's working on our behalf, even this morning before we open up our mouths. Hallelujah. Amen. So repeat this declaration after me. Amen. Throw your faith in there. Stand flat-footed or sit flat-footed, and let's say these declarations. Repeat after me. I decree and declare that I am healed.
That I am healed.
And spirit-filled.
That I am healed.
Spirit-filled.
Sickness
and disease are far from me. Amen. That's Isaiah 53 and verse 5. Continue to repeat.
I establish
divine
parameters.
Boundaries.
And borders.
And legislate.
And establish.
The laws.
Love.
Of the kingdom
of heaven
to govern
all activities
within me and all around me and all about me
in Jesus' name.
Amen. That's from 1 Chronicles 4 and verse 10, Psalm 147 and verse 14, Isaiah 60 and verse 18. Amen. Let's continue. Let's do one more. I overrule.
Disallow.
And veto.
Every
diabolical
sanction,
subverting
activity,
injunction,
directive, mandate,
or order,
which opposes
the will
of the Lord
concerning my life. Ministry
and family.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
That's Matthew 18 and verse 18. I'm just going to read that straight through so you can just hear it. I overrule, disallow, and veto every diabolical sanction, subverting activity, injunction, directive, mandate, or order, which opposes the will of the Lord concerning my life, ministry, and family, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I think that needed to be said a couple of times this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So anything that's trying to be mandated against us in any way. It's been vetoed, disallowed. Can't be no diabolical sanction or any diabolical sanction. Hallelujah. Amen. All of that's covered. We give God all the praise. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So, like I said, Sister McDowell is on my heart, you know, her family, God. So we're going to hear some of, we're going to hear her doing praise and worship. You know, she has sent us some praise and worship that we can play at any time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's praise the Lord this morning.
Oh,
Hallelujah. I must tell Jesus. Hallelujah. He's hearing us. When we tell him, he hears us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm still feeling the anointing. The Lord is doing something this morning. I mean, I feel the anointing at other times, but this is extra. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our praying over our finances. Amen. We have just heard of people being blessed financially recently. Amen. And I pray that that's you. And whenever the Lord says for you to give a testimony, then please let us know. We want to hear the testimony. Glory to God. I was just thinking about I heard on the news where somebody won the lottery. Now, we're not so much into the lottery, not so much, but this guy won $2 billion. Can you imagine? So God has more than that for us. Hallelujah. He has unlimited resources for us that, you know, the money may not be in the bank, but the resources are there and unlimited. Hallelujah. And what he's taught me, and I'm still learning, that favor means more than money. His favor means more than money. Amen. So let's pray our prayer for finances, over our finances. Amen. So repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. Use them.
For your purpose.
May I be
a good steward
of all you give me.
I pray
that I will learn
to live free
of burdensome. Help me
to remember
that all I have
belongs to you
and to be grateful for it.
I pray
that I will
find it easy
to give to you and to others.
And
as you instruct me in your word. May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Multiply it. So what I have
and what I make
will go a long way. I pray that I will not
be anxious
about finances, but will seek
your kingdom
first,
knowing
that as I do, I will have all I need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You are.
She working hard over there to keep up. Thank you so much, Pastor Mom. We love you. Amen. Hallelujah. There's three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Our cash app is $ESLCCC. That's $ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. If you're in the building, you can give at 2E. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're in the Heritage House. You may also mail your check and make it payable to ESLCCC to 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. So let's pray over our tithes and our offerings, and just stand believing God, hallelujah, that his word, amen, it doesn't return unto him void or empty. Praise God. It's going to accomplish all that he pleases in us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for those who are tithing today, those who are giving 10%. If they get 100, they'll give 10. If they get 500, they give 50. If they get 1,000, then they give 100. Thank you, Lord God, for those who are tithing. And your word says in Malachi 3, hallelujah, that to try you and test you on this and see, won't you open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. And on top of that, you said you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. So our money will not be lost, stolen, devoured, wasted, or destroyed. None of that. We give you praise for it right now, Lord. And then with the givers, you said in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will men give unto your bosoms. So we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the givers, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it will come back greater than they gave, in Jesus' name. And then, Lord, we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, and you said you make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, even as the stars in the sky, and you will give us what you have promised us. And so we thank you for it now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just bless his holy name. He is so altogether lovely and awesome. Amen. So thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And as I was praying over the offering, it's really a part of the sermon today. Because God, everything that we have, God gives it to us. Amen. And then there's some of that he wants to take away. He's not taking away all of it, but he wants to take away some of it so he can give us more. Praise God. Bless his name. Hallelujah. So we'll go back to that later. Thank you, Jesus. So as we get ready to go into the word, I heard this song this morning. It's always such a blessing to me. And, you know, as we go into the word today, we're still in the book of Job. And it's so important to remember the goodness of the Lord. So we're going to hear that today with C.C. Winans. Amen. Goodness. The goodness.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the good have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh I will sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you as we go into the word today. We thank you for your goodness that is running after us. We can trust you that you are good all the time, and all the time you are good. Hallelujah. Whether circumstances or situations are going on, you're still good. You're still God. You still love us. Hallelujah, and we still love you no matter what is going on. We thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord, for this day. May we all be touched by this word. Hallelujah. And then even have some answers and even have some strategic things in our minds and our hearts, thoughts. That in our minds, in our hearts, Lord God, after hearing this word today, Lord God, turn things around. Do some transformation on the inside of us, that whether you give or whether you take away, we're going to always bless your name. We give you praise for it now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, Father God. Now, right now, as we get ready to get started, we need some readers. We have, I think I've texted almost everybody who's on the line. I text you the scriptures for today. If you're in a place where you can read, please press your number one key. I see you, Pastor Price. You knew I was going to ask, I think. So we see you on. Anyone else? We need about three more people to read for us today. Hallelujah. Three more people to read for us. Pastor Price, you could take that first section there. I just want to say, in case you didn't know, it is a privilege and an honor to read the Word of God. And we only have a couple of scriptures that we want you to read. So please press your number one key if you're able to read for us today. Amen. So Pastor Price, we're going to give you the first three scriptures. Psalm 49 and verse 17, Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 7, and 1 Timothy 6 and verse 7. So in case you all were multitasking, let me just ask again if anyone is able to read today. And I do understand that you may be not, you may be in a place where you're, where you can't read today. That's fine. That's fine. But if you are able to read, press your number one key. We do need some readers today. So in the book of Job, glory to God. And it's a, I like to say it's a lot of meat on that bone. And the Lord wants to reveal a lot about himself. That's what he's been doing. He's revealing himself through Job, through the book of Job. And where we are right now is how God is revealing himself through Job, as Job, through the words of Job. So we're going back and getting some quotes from what he said. Like last week, we were looking at the scriptures, the scripture where he said, I think it was 23, Job 23:10, he knows the way that I take, and when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. So we went through that last week, and that was just such a blessing. And we saw God, you know, in as he revealed himself. Amen. And really, as our, you know, he revealed himself in a beautiful way last week. So this week he's revealing himself, and the word this week is Job 1, verses 20 through 22. It's on your handout that I sent to you. If you don't have that, you can look at the King James Version, Job 1, verses 20 through 22. And it says, then Job arose and rent his mantle, and shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground, and worshiped. Verse 21, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charge God foolishly. So this particular scripture, what happened before this scripture, I think most of you know, what happened before this scripture, thank you, Minister Rachel. I guess the number one key may not be working this morning. It can be very finicky. So Minister Rachel, we will give you the second part. It says the Lord gave. That's Ecclesiastes 5:19 and James 1:17. We'll give you that. Ecclesiastes, and thank you so much. Ecclesiastes 5:19 and James 1 in verse 7. And then, amen. Then, thank you, Minister Amber. You can read The Lord Takes Away. You can read the scriptures under that. That's Genesis 45 and verse 5 and Matthew 20 and verse 15. Praise God. And then we have another section, and Pastor Mom's going to do Psalm 103. Verse 1. That's one of her favorite scriptures. So she's going to do that one. Amen. Amen. Okay. 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 Minister Amber, you can get bless his name. Hallelujah. So you and Pastor Mom have bless his name. Glory to God. And then the Lord takes away. Okay. So we give that to you, Joy, Minister Joy. Thank you. So, Minister Joy, you have Genesis 45 and 5 in Matthew 20 and 15. And then Amber, Minister Amber has blessed his name. So Pastor Mom's going to do Psalm 103 and verse 1. You can do the rest of that. And then you can do Ephesians 5:20. I'm talking to you, Minister Amber, Ephesians 5:20 and 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Amen. Okay. I think that's all. Okay, yeah, I see you, Minister Rachel. You're at the 201 number. Got you. Okay, so what I wanted to say was I just read Job 1, 20 through 22. And Job 1, 20 through 22. And what happened before this, and I think all of us know that what happened before this was, you know, all of his possessions were either stolen or burned up in one day. Everything, all of his possessions, and he had great wealth, and it was gone in a day. On top of that, all of his children died in the same place, all in the same day. And so this is how Job reacted to this disaster, this hurt, this pain that he was going through. And his reaction was he got up, he rent his mantle, he tore his clothes off. And even though he was rich, tearing a mantle, tearing his clothes off, you know, they didn't have a whole lot of clothes back then. But he tore it off of himself. He shaved his head. Then he fell down on the ground. And, I mean, it could have said he rolled on the ground and he cried and he rolled and he cried. But what Job did was he worshiped. So the way I look at this is Job had a moment. He had a moment. And in that moment, he had to tear something, he had to shave something, and then he fell down on the ground. And I think, you know, sometimes we have a moment. There are sometimes, you know, we love God, we trust God. Times we just have a moment before we get to the worship. But we on our way there. Hallelujah. But there's a moment. We have a moment. Amen. And we have to, we just have to go through that moment. Maybe later on in life we'll have less of those quote-unquote moments. And, you know, I thought about when the day that I walked in and Pastor Mom had fallen on the floor, I had a moment. I had a moment, one of those tear your mantle, shave your head, fall down on the ground kind of moments. And she was laying on the floor in pain, and later we found out that her femur was fractured. And so I had a moment, but then I worshiped. Hallelujah. And I was thanking God that, you know, even though there was a fall, that she wasn't hurt completely, you know, that she was still here, that he still allowed her to be in the land of the living. And, you know, I mean, Job couldn't look at it that way, but Job did look at it another way. He was looking at God. Amen. And so he worshiped God in the midst of all this. And then he said, then Job said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. And the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then Job didn't sin, and he did not charge God foolishly. So let's go into a few scriptures about how we came here naked. Well, let me just say this about being naked. And, you know, I'm praying holiness over all of us talking about being naked and stuff. But what as I thought about this and pondered on it, I was thinking about Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve were naked. You know, and we all come into the world. Babies are born. They're not born with an outfit on. They are born naked. All of us came here with nothing on. And so they were naked until they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then they realized that they were naked. And I, you know, and I just began to think about and just ponder on God's creation. The birds are naked. They don't know. As far as we know, they don't know. They're not trying to cover themselves up. Animals. You know, you see monkeys, they don't have on clothes unless they're in some kind of act and they put clothes on them. Dogs are naked, you know, and God has given them enough covering to cover themselves. You know, even when it's cold outside, most of them that have hair on their bodies and it grows. And, you know, bears, lions, tigers, you know, all of that, you know, naked. And that's how God brought us into this world. So we came here naked, and then when it's all over, we're going to leave naked or without anything. And so Pastor Price, let me open up your line for you to read those scriptures that we have there. Praise God. Okay. Thank you for reading, Pastor Price. Welcome.
Oh, thank God bless you, Apostle, and God bless your mama. Miss Helen, love you, Mom. Psalms 49 and verse 17. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Do I read the second one too?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 7 says, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out.
Mm-hmm.
Did I do that right?
Yeah, 12:7.
Did I miss Ecclesiastes?
No, go ahead. You can get it.
Okay. I don't see it. I put it on my, what do you call it? I think I spelled it wrong. And in my,
okay.
Up in my, my browser. Ecclesiastes, okay. I spelled it wrong, and when it came up on the you know, the thing in the Bible Gateway browser, it didn't show up.
Yes.
So I have to respell it. Okay. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 7 says, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. That's it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. So we came in naked, and when we leave, I mean, we may be all into designer clothes. We may have fancy stuff that fits us to the T. You know, we may have lots and lots of possessions, and we do have something. You know, when you look at people in America, we do have possessions, but when we leave up out of here and we go back, you know, to be with the Lord, we can't take anything with us. And so there was a story that I heard recently where this very rich man was about to pass away, very multi-billionaire, and he was about to pass away, and his family was gathered outside the room where he was laying. You know, a few were in there with him, and so the ones that were outside, and you know, really the most greediest one said this, but when the doctor came out and announced that he was gone, one of his relatives said, how much did he leave? And the doctor said, he left it all. He couldn't take anything with him. So no matter how multi-rich we are, there's going to come a time when that cannot come with us. Amen. And that what it said in Ecclesiastes, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Amen. So this, our outer shell, our body, that naked body, even if we're buried. Now, I've seen, you know, I've been to many homegoing services, and they dress people up real good. One guy, one pastor, we went to his wake. He had on one outfit, and then to the funeral, he had on another outfit. Well, all of that's going to turn to dust, and eventually, and his body as well, just as we all are. Hallelujah. And that's one of the reasons why, I mean, I had gone through some stuff over being cremated, and I was like, you know, I want God to have a body to work with when he comes back, you know? And this is one of the scriptures that really helped me to see that, you know, cremation was not all that bad, because he knows us from dust, whether we are, you know, burned and become dust, become ashes. He knows that, and he'll get us. And the main thing is that, you know, when we're absent from the body, we're present with him. And so now, don't get it twisted now. I do not want to be cremated. I still don't want to be cremated, but I don't have such a bad feeling about other people, because some people want to be cremated. And so I'm like, okay, cool. That's cool. Okay, so 1 Timothy 6 and verse 7, and we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we cannot take anything out. So looking at God, because this is our what we're doing here, and I'm kind of going past myself here, but the idea of what we're doing is seeing how God is revealing himself to us through the words of Job. And so when Job says, I came in here naked, I'm going to leave out like this. And so he's talking about really the sovereignty of God, because God is sovereign. He made us. Now, we were shaped in our mother's womb, but without him, we wouldn't have been, that wouldn't have happened, you know, at all. So he's, God is revealing himself as being sovereign through this. So as we talk about it, think about these three things. There's much more to it than this, but God is sovereign. Hallelujah. And through Job, we see that. We also see that God has plans for us. Amen. So there's a plan that he's going to put us here, that he put us here. And after a while, we're going to go on back to him. Hallelujah. We're going to be naked. We're going to go on back to him. Hallelujah. And then the third thing, and like I said, there's more. You may even, he may be even reveal more to you as we're listening here today, that God works all things together for good. Hallelujah. And if you've been around me for a while, you know my favorite thing to say lately, the Lord has given me a revelation on this, is that Romans 8:28 is in full effect. For God works all things together for good to those who love him and who are called according to his purpose and his plan. Amen. So those are the things that we're looking at as we're listening to what Job has said. Amen. Let's go on to God Gave. Amen. And thank you, Pastor Price, for reading for us. Minister Rachel, I'm opening up your line. And we're looking at God Gave. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel? Oh, you want the other line open? Okay.
Oh, no, I had the other line open for upstairs for my son to read the other thing, and this line
got
I was in.
Okay, I got it now. Thank you.
Because the kids are upstairs, and I'm downstairs. So
okay.
Marcus was going to read James 1, verse 17.
Okay,
gonna
and you're going to read Ecclesiastes
5, verse 19.
Okay. Go ahead. You're reading first?
Yes, I'm downstairs.
Go ahead.
Okay, Ecclesiastes 5, verse 19. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth and have given him power to eat thereof and to take his portion.
Okay, you kind of blanked out on us. And to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. Amen. So God has given that gift. Amen. Hallelujah. Any kind of riches, any kind of wealth, any kind of power, even a power to eat. Amen. Even to take any kind of portion that we get in any way, even to be able to rejoice that we could work and do things, it's a gift from God. He gave it to us. Amen. Okay, so who's reading? Marcus, James 1, 17. Okay.
All right.
Go, yeah, go ahead. Thank you.
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no
variableness.
Thank you. Variableness, neither shadow of turning.
Oh, so much, Mark. It's good to hear you. We appreciate you coming on with us this morning. Amen. So with that scripture, every good gift, every perfect gift comes from God. God gave it to us. Amen. And it comes down from him with whom there is no variableness. So he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's always going to give good gifts. He's always going to give perfect gifts. It's always going to come from him. There's no variableness with that. Neither shadow of turning. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou once was, thou forever shall be. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. So we can count on God to be faithful, that what he gives is good. Amen. And so we can look at God's character and his nature as well. He's given us good gifts. You know, he has a good plan for us and to give us these good gifts. Amen. Hallelujah. So he gives. Glory to God. Now, he gives and he takes away. And that's not a bad thing that he takes away. Hallelujah. Thank you all for reading. Thank you so much. Minister Joy, I'm opening up your line. You got your line open. You have Genesis 45 and verse 5.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now, nice and clear.
Okay. It says, I am Joseph, your brother, whom sold into Egypt. But don't feel bad. Don't blame yourselves for selling me. God was behind you. God sent me here ahead of you to save lives.
Amen. Amen. And you have one more, and then I'll go back and talk about that. Okay. Matthew 20 and 15.
Can you hear me?
Got it. I hear you.
Okay. It says, in here, he replied to the one speaking for the rest of friends, I haven't been unfair. We agreed on the wage of the dollar, didn't we? So take it and go. I decide to give to the one who comes last the same as you. Can I do what I want with my own money? Are you going to be stingy because I'm generous? Matthew 20, 15.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. That said some more with that scripture. We'll start there and I'll go back to the other one. Now, mine says this, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Is thine eye evil because I'm good? You mad because I'm good? I'm taking it. I'm doing it the way that I want to do it. And so, you know, we can trust God. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Joy. I'm going to close your line. Thank you so much. Amen. So when God does something, he gives us something. You know, he has the right, he has the authority, he has the privilege to be able to take it away after he has given it to us. We think even when we do our tithes, our offering, and we give to him, that's because he has given that to us. Some people are so upset over giving to God, over giving tithes and offerings. They get very upset over it. But when we realize that everything we have, and we say that as we pray over our finances, help me to remember that all I have belongs to you. Amen. All that we have belongs to the Lord. All that we have came from the Lord, the Father of light. Whatever it was that we have, it came from him. Now, it may look like we work for it because we put a little energy in it, but hallelujah, we couldn't even get up in the morning to go to work if it were not from him, if he had not given us life and given us strength and given us health to be able to do it. And the thing about God is that he doesn't ask for all of it. He doesn't say, you go out and you work, and you give me 100% of everything that you got. No. He says, give me 10%. That's it. You know? And then try me and test me on it, because, baby, what I'm trying to do is get more back to you than you're giving to me. Hallelujah. Pastor Price was just saying recently about, he was telling the story of J.C. Penney. And J.C. Penney determined in his heart that he was going to give 10%. And as he began to do that, the Lord began to bless him so much that it got to the point where he wanted to give 90% and live off the 10%. When we can get this down in our spirit the way that Job did, when he said the Lord gives and the Lord takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord. If we can get that in our spirit, knowing that God is sovereign over everything, knowing that he has a great plan for us, knowing that he's going to work all things together for good, I mean, that's a wonderful life when we can get that down on the inside of us. Now, I'm going back to Genesis 45 and verse 5.
where it says, now therefore be not grieved. This is Joseph talking. Or don't be angry with yourselves that you sold me, that you sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. Now here's a situation where Jacob, he was so happy to get Joseph because Rachel was barren for so long. And then God, then the Lord gave Jacob Joseph. And he was so happy from his beloved Rachel. Now, Leah had had a bunch of kids, a bunch of boys. But this was the special. Joseph was the special. Joseph was the beloved one. And so, and then suddenly Joseph was taken away. Now, Jacob had spent time also just training Joseph, kept him close to him, showed him all that he knew, you know, and different things and how to do, and gave, just imparted his wisdom upon him. And then when Joseph was taken away, Jacob thought that he was dead, and Jacob was devastated over Joseph being taken away. But then what happened was God only took Joseph for a season and for a reason. And as Joseph told them, he said, God did send me. So God took him away to preserve life, you know. And so we have to kind of think in that way. That when our loved ones are gone early, there's a reason for it, and God works all things together for good. You know, it's hard to think about it when it happens. You know, all of the people who were taken away during COVID, you know, it's hard to think, oh, God, you're sovereign. You, the Lord gives and he takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But the thing that we can think about, especially if they were born again, that they're going home to be with the Lord. And God knows that actually the people who are here with us was here for a reason and for a season. And, you know, he took them on, you know, with him. And, you know, it just, I think about my dad when he passed. He passed during COVID. He didn't have COVID, but he died during that time. And I can remember just because when he passed, it was suddenly. But I remember, and he was, you know, he had some health issues as well. But it was kind of suddenly. We weren't expecting him to go when he did go, and he was 90. And the thing that I thought when we, you know, knew that he passed was I began to praise God. I began to worship God. You know, I don't think I had a moment. I went right into worship and just praising God for his life that he had lived to see 90 years old. I was thanking God that we had an opportunity to get close to him and to know him and to know his wonderful sense of humor at the age where he was. There were some prayers that I had prayed that I had asked God specifically for some things for my father before he left here, and God took care of every last one of them. Hallelujah. And so when God does take away, whether it's, you know, a family member, a loved one, you know, whether it's possession, when God does take that away, it's for a reason. And if we put our hearts and minds upon the Lord, he'll reveal that to us. Recall when I lived in New Jersey and I had just moved into a place that God had blessed me with. I didn't know the lady that I lived with at that point in time. I really didn't know her that much. But at that point in my life, I'd gone into full-time ministry. I needed a place to stay. And little did I know I was going to be in that place for 5 years, for the next 5 years. And so on the, I think it was the day or the day after I moved there, because I still had some of my clothes in the car. I still had things out, and it was a van. I still had things out there. And that particular day, I had to go somewhere, and I was like, oh, I was kind of like, I really don't feel like going. But I'm going to go, and I need to take care of some things. I get out to the car. It was gone. It was stolen. And I can't say I immediately began to praise God at that moment, but I finally got to the place. And now it's been about 20 years since that happened. And the first thing I said was, I'm your girl. God, I'm your girl. If somebody stole my car like that with my stuff in it. And he gave me a piece on that. And when the car was recovered, it was basically totaled. I never got it back, but I just went there to the junkyard or the place where they took it to. And I went through, and there was some jewelry that I had that was very precious to me, and that was real stuff, gold and diamonds, and they just threw it aside. It was in a little pouch. So the things that were precious to me that were in the van were still there, and I was able to get it. And even though, you know, I didn't have a car that was mine, number one, I didn't have to pay for insurance anymore or, you know, try to maintain it, because I was working hard trying to maintain it and have the insurance, and here I was in full-time ministry. And so, you know, when it went and I went on and praised God about it, everywhere I needed to go and do what I needed to do. And so I just, you know, praise the Lord. That now, I'm not saying that the Lord stole the car, but you know what? He allowed it. And back again, he's sovereign. What he allows and what he disallows, he has a plan for us. He had a plan for me. He had put me in a place where he wanted me to be for the next 5 years. I didn't know that. Where I got blessed living with the my friend Robin, who is like a sister to me now, and you know, we had 5 years. She blessed me, and I blessed her for 5 years. And I never paid any. I didn't pay for anything, but God had his favor upon us. And because I was there, the electricity bill went down as I was there. And he works all things together for good. Praise God. Amen. Hopefully we can see that even while we're going through our moment, you know, the rinsing of your clothes, the shaving of the hair falling down on the floor. Praise God. And so the rest of this scripture is that we're looking at today was, for those who came on later, we're in Job chapter 1, verses 20 and 22, and our main scripture today was 21, verse 21, and the Lord said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, naked shall I return. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord. And now we're going to go into blessed be the name of the Lord. Pastor Mom is going to give us that the first part of that scripture, Psalm 103, in verse 1. In verse 1. Pastor Mom, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
And all
that
within
me.
Bless his holy name. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Minister Amber, you can read the whole thing, 103 verses 1 through 5, and then you had Ephesians 5 and verse 20, along with 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18. Did I open the right line? Yeah, open your line. Make sure you take your mute off. Yes, ma'am. I gotcha.
Okay. It says in Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Go ahead.
And it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen. Give thanks. And then going back to Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5.
Psalm 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies my mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we're at the bless his name part. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord gives. Amen. The Lord gave. The Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And this is what Job is saying. What he's saying, even as he's going through this devastation, you know, of his wealth being gone, his children being gone, his wife saying to him, curse God and die, all that going on, and his response is, the Lord gave, the Lord has taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord. And he blessed the Lord. You know, Psalm 103, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Even though his soul was going through so much, with all of his children dying in one day, you know, he could still bless the Lord. He could still bless the Lord. And the only way that he could do that, I believe, is that he knew some things about God. He knew the sovereignty of God. And it speaks about that when you talk about naked he came into the world. He knew the sovereignty of God. He knew that naked he was going to leave from here. He knew the sovereignty of God, that God gave, and that everything that he had, God had given to him. And without God, he wouldn't have anything. So he knew the sovereignty of God. He knew the plan that God has a plan. You know, he gives, he takes away. And blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, I also think about Abraham. You know, Abraham and Lot. God gave Abraham, you know, so much. And every time I read it, I just get blessed thinking about how Abraham was. You know, he wanted to take Lot with him. The Lord sent him away from the land where he was. And so Abraham took Lot with him. And then Lot and his men got really kind of like, you know, started acting funny, wanting more. and, you know, was trying to get in fights with them, with Abraham and his men. And Abraham was like, you know what? Whatever you want, whatever you see and you want, you go ahead and take it, you know? And let's leave room because we don't need to be fighting. I love you. I wanted you to come with me. You go ahead and take that. And see, to me, it's that kind of mentality that God wants us to have, knowing that he's sovereign, knowing that he has a plan, knowing that he works all things together for good, that whatever happens, he's going to make sure we're taken care of. Hallelujah. And so, you know, the story of Lot, he ended up getting Sodom and Gomorrah because it was the best looking place around. And the Lord had to end up destroying it because it was just, you know, just full of debauchery. And so the Lord had to destroy that. And so, you know, for us, we do, you know, have to just realize times God's going to take some things away. He's going to take some people away. And we are prepared as we love him, as we get to know more of his character and his nature, then we can say, blessed be the name of the Lord. And then the last part is, in all this, Job sinned not. And he didn't charge God foolishly. And, you know, we've seen this. We see it a lot where if a person gets sick or they get hurt or diagnosed with something, and then people began to say, well, God, how come you did that? You knew I loved him. Why you do him like that, God? You did this. We can't charge God foolishly on that. We can't sin and charge God foolishly. We have to trust and believe that he is sovereign, that he has a plan for us, and he knows the plan that he has for us. Jeremiah 29:11, he knows the plan that he has for us. It's for good, it's not for evil, and it shall come to an expected end. Hallelujah. So in all things, as she read in Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always in all things unto God, hallelujah, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we're not thankful, you know, that things were lost or a loved one passed. We're not thankful for that particular thing, but we're thankful, like, you know, even that he gave us that loved one for as long as we had them with us. You know, was thanking God for my dad's 90 years. Amen. That we're still able, you know, to have him here. I have my godson. His child died when he was 17 months old. And him and his wife were thanking God that they had this child. They could have aborted him. They said that the baby was, even in the womb, that things were not right in the womb, and they decided to go ahead and bring him to full birth, and it was things in his body that just didn't come together right, and so they were thanking God for the 17 months that they had him, and so that's what God wants us to do. Trust his sovereignty. His timing is his timing. And the way he does things is the way that he does it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray you all were blessed by the word of God today. I pray that he met you at your point of need. Amen. I pray that he gave you a confirmation of something that was going on in you, that he revealed himself to you and gave you peace and comfort in some part of your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to pray for those to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. right now. We'll talk about the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. We're just having a great time here and want to share some things with you. And then what we're going to do is we're going to open up everybody's line. So if you have some comments, questions, prayer requests, get yourself ready for that. When I open up the lines, you'll just be able to speak and say, you know, whatever's on your heart. Amen. Now, you know, I speak every third and fourth Sunday. So when I come back again, we're still in Job. And Job, we're still going to see how God is revealing himself through Job, or through the words of Job, through quotes of Job. Amen. And I'm loving this. I'm getting blessed by it, and I hope you are as well. So if you are listening today, if you're listening even sometime in the future, and you stay with us this long, I praise God for you. If you don't know for sure that you are saved, that you're born again, this is your perfect time, no matter what time of the year it is, no matter what year it is, even in the future. God wants you to be saved. Hallelujah. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." So this is a love thing from God. This is he did this all out of love for you. He wants you to receive him and to live with him throughout eternity. Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, you shall be saved." Amen. So he makes it very clear that he wants you to be saved. He wants me to be saved, and I've received him. And now it's your time to receive him. So when you confess with your mouth, that's saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is choosing to believe that he is who he says he is. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Put your faith in it. Put your heart in it. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe you died for me.
You died for me.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
Be my Savior.
Be my Savior.
Be my Transformer.
Be my Transformer.
Be my friend.
Be my friend.
In Jesus' name. Amen. And now I know that I'm saved. I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. We want to pray over you right now. Father God, in Jesus' name, we lift them up to you. We ask you to fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the rivers of living water that's flowing in their bellies right now. We thank you, Lord, that they have the power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right. Hallelujah. Power to read the word of God and understand it. And then even power to pray in their prayer language. Even now, Rabashita Rabashondo, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that, Lord God. Right now, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And now we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Learn and grow with us. God has put together the Get 'Em Radio, God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio, family of broadcasts, where you can come and learn and grow with us as we're learning and growing. Praise God. You may also go to a Bible-believing church. Now, the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, you can call in every time that we have our services, and our phone number is 516-418-5699. Amen. Now, every Sunday, we have church service, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And next Sunday, glory to God, next Sunday is the first Sunday of the month. Amen. Every first Sunday, we have team preaching. So anyone can bring a scripture, a topic, and preach the word for 5 minutes. Anyone can do that. You can also read from your devotional for 5 minutes. You can read scripture for 5 minutes. If you have a testimony, you can give your testimony for 5 minutes. And so it is open. The pulpit is open for you to be able to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. On the first Sunday of every month, and that's this Sunday coming up, and that's the 5th of March already. Praise God. Then on Mondays, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, that's our prayer time. We pray in tongues on Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Amen. So call in and pray in tongues with us. You can volunteer. We have 4 volunteers who pray in tongues. Amen. On this Tuesday, it's our special time, our last, the last section of praying in tongues, last 15 minutes. We all pray in tongues together. We call it the Heavenly Chorus. Always look forward to that. Amen. So call in on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday, our next Wednesday broadcast will be the second Wednesday in March. And that will be here any moment now, March the 8th. We have our healing service. We call it Prophetic Healing with Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey. The second Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, and that's going to be March the 8th. Hallelujah. And then we have our new broadcast, and that is our Anointed Pandemic Babies. We're so excited about what God is telling us about these babies that were born from age newborn to about 4 years old. And so we're going to be talking about them and praying for them on this, on the fourth Wednesday of every month. The next one is Wednesday, March the 22nd, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Thursday, hallelujah, our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, if you have been with us this month, on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, we had an awesome time in the Lord. And our guests were Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim Osborne out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Now, this couple, this married couple, they brought a word. They preached the word. They gave us their testimony. Then they preached the word. And then at the end of the broadcast, the last hour or so of the broadcast, we opened the lines. And I'm telling you, God used them to prophesy with pinpoint accuracy in so many different ways. There was such confirmation. There was such accuracy in the Lord and purity and humbleness as the Lord spoke through them. And so we realized that the end of or last Thursday, we realized that their assignment is not over. And so we're having them again in the month of March. And so it's, you know, God is using them in such a great way. And so I want to encourage you, if you know someone who needs a word from the Lord, a word from the Lord, amen. Just one word from the Lord will remove all the doubt. You know somebody who needs a pinpoint, accurate word from the Lord, tell them about it. Amen. If you have gotten an accurate word from the Lord, invite someone else and let them give a word. Some people got a word two or three times. So if you got a word two or three times and you got blessed, invite someone to call in on Thursdays in March. So they'll be with us. Actually, Reverend Bill has written a book, and the book is called Becoming Unstoppable. And so we're going to talk to him about his book. That's what we're going to do first. And then we have some other things that we're going to do, but they're going to be here mostly with us all month. On the 16th, on March, on 3/16, we're going to take a little break and have a 3/16 day. Amen. So I'll be probably contacting some of you and asking you to be a part of that 3/16 day. It's going to be fun. And then they'll come back again on the 23rd and the 30th, and they'll be preaching on those 2 days. And, of course, every time they come on, we're open for them to give a word from the Lord. Amen, as the Lord gives it to them. So praise God. And that's every Thursday in March, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. Amen. Now I'm going to open up all the lines. I'm doing it right now. If you don't want to say anything, please put your phone on mute so we won't hear you multitasking in the background. If you'd like to say something, your mic is open and you can go ahead and speak. But please put your mute on phone. Put your mute on phone. Put your phone on mute if you're not going to say anything. Welcome, everyone. The line is open.
God bless you, Apostle. I just thank God for you and Pastor Mom. Hi, Pastor Mom. This is Helen. And I just wanted to thank God, as always, Mom. I love to hear your voice as you open up in service and as you read, and just such a blessing. So I just send much love to you, Pastor Mom and Apostle, and all the precious saints in their respective places. I want to thank God again, Apostle, for the word that you've given and for the service today. I want to thank God again for the pearl to ponder and how that you read from the John G. Lake book, Glory to God. I'm so blessed because my former pastor, he was my pastor. He's gone on to be with the Lord. But he would always, he was one that really was in the John G. Lake book. And they got not only him, but one of the major Bible study teachers. So I was so thankful to God because they introduced us to John G. Lake, and I wouldn't have known who he was. You know, I know he got thick eyebrows, but I just thank God for the word that came forth that he ministered, and that word that you read about us being transformed inwardly and outwardly and transformed into the nature of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
One of the scriptures, Apostle, that I love, that as I came into the Lord and over the years, one of the prayers that I often have prayed is Deuteronomy 28 and verse 9, that the Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself as he has sworn. One translation says he will change you into a holy people dedicated to himself. Mm-hmm. When I was coming up, Apostle, there were ones, and we were coming up because we're not too far in age. When I was coming up, they would tell us we had to do a lot of outward legalistic exterior things to be saved. That is, that we needed to be able to wear, you couldn't wear certain clothing or makeup or different things like that. And there would be ones who were so shocked that if you wore sandals that had you put them in between the toes. But then I began to find out that I would watch some of the preacher's children. I would watch some of the bishop's children and people's children, and they were bitter. They were doing things that were just so incongruent. And then later on, there were ones that would tell me that they would walk in and find the bishop doing something inappropriately with one of the members of the church, or, and not every church now, because that's what people want to make like all Christians are. They're not, but God got some people that he's established as holy, sanctified, set apart men and women of God. Not everybody is out there doing that. But we've got to understand that there has to be a transformation that happens on the inside. We got one young man now that talked about his dad who was over a bishop and had a lot of other bishops, and it was just a mess that was going on behind the scene that this child was, him and his sister were privy to see. And it's unspeakable things that you wouldn't even want to speak about what had happened to them in their lives. So I walk in God, whether we be ministers or whether we be lay people, whatever it is that we are to be able to walk holy, transformed into the image of God inside and out. It's not enough just to go and wear white on the outside, but not in the inside. And so that's why I pray that prayer. Lord, establish me. Thank you for establishing me. Sanctify me by your word, by your blood, by your precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for sanctifying and establishing me as a holy,
Hallelujah.
Sanctified woman of God. Because he said, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. That's why I have a problem with ones that say, you know, well, I'm saved, but I know that God don't mind me doing the lifestyle that I'm living. Well, that's not true, because God said without holiness, he'll establish us as holy, sanctified, and set apart people of God. So I thank God for that. Then I thank God so much for the word that you shared today by the precious Holy Spirit of God today, and where you were talking about God gives and God revealed himself to us through Job, but he gives and he takes. Blessed is his name. Thank God for all of the word that came, that we came here naked. The Lord gave, the Lord takes away. Bless his name. And so we praise God for the word. It was a good word today by the Spirit of God, a blessed word. And we give thanks. I give thanks to God for you. So thank you, Apostle. And God bless you and each and every one of you. And I'll go back on mute. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else?
Good afternoon, Minister Kizzy.
Hello, Sister Joanne.
How are you? I love the word today. It was good. I ate it all up. Thank God. I ate it all. I'm overflowing. I thank God for your mom. She sounds strong today. Oh, my God.
Amen.
She sounds very strong. She repeated everything you say. So I just, you know, God is good.
Yes.
He is good. All the time, God is good. So I pray for your mother that she would live and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I speak life to your mother that whatever was broken, God is mending it back together. That she would be whole again. That she would see her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren. In the mighty name of Jesus. I speak healing, life. God said his word in life and death is in the power of tongue. So I choose to speak life over your mother today. Each and every day as she gets stronger and stronger. I love you, Minister Populous Kizzy. God bless you. And
Amen.
I got a testimony. God truly has been good to me. When you go to the doctor, they like to test this and test that. And sometimes I said, God, why is all these tests? He said, Joanne, it's all about the money, the dollar bill. It's all about the money. So I've been testing all this month. And I said, God, I'm tired of them digging at me, you know, picking and poking. So she did the first test. It came back. They didn't find nothing. She did the second test. She went in my rectum, and she said, oh, I don't see nothing. She said, ain't nothing here. And I said, look at you, God. You said you are God of healing, miracles, signs, and wonders. So I truly believe, God. Whose report are you going to believe? I truly believe the report of the Lord. So I thank you for that word today, the book of Job. Job was a faithful man. So thank you, Prophetess Kizzy, and you have a blessed, and you and Ma have a blessed afternoon. Love you more.
Love you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thanks with Pastor Mom, and thank you for sharing your testimony. Thank you.
You're
Amen.
Welcome.
Anyone else?
Hi, this is Rachel. I just wanted to say everything was so beautiful and encouraging, and God bless you all and continue. I just thank God how he keeps on shining his light through Pastor Mom and how she is such a precious, I'm just going to say beautiful treasure chest, but he just puts his goodness in her, and when it's time to come out, he bring it forth out of her. And so, and we see this, and she will continue to be that light as he have her here on earth. And also you too, and everyone else who spoke. There was something else. There was some confirmation. And also when I was sleeping and he reminded me of his blood, his unfailing blood. In 2006, I was hit by a car and I could have died. But because I said the blood of Jesus, they were shocked to see me get up and be able to get to the sidewalk because everything didn't hit me until I, when I got to the hospital, I began to feel stuff. But just my little body getting by a car that time, God just you restored me quickly. And then years later, I had all my children because I really wasn't supposed to have any more, but I wound up having Marcus, Malachi, Amber, Gabrielle and Amber. And so that was a blessing, a miracle from God, that when I got married in 2007, even though the marriage went its way, God, he's loved on me, and he helped me through everything. And, yes, hallelujah. And it was times I had moments, but he was still good, still with me, still never failing. His blood never failed me. Even when I went through my marriage where we was left in Patterson and my husband took the vehicle and left me in Patterson with my children, he still made a way for us to get home. We've been left a lot of times. He still always made a way for us to get home. So God always made a way. Even though it was, I'm not going to lie, he really... I had to stand in courage because it was a lot of, I said, devil, you ain't gripping no fear on me to live life like that and to go through that. That's why I was scared to get married ever again. So I never asked God at first I did ask for more, and then I said, I'll let that go because then I began to get, I just wouldn't just be satisfied in him. And because I said, Lord, you don't want nobody, before you don't want me worshiping nobody else. You want me to fully worship you. So a husband will be a distraction. I started thinking of that and all that stuff. I was like, I don't want to be distracted from you. I just begin to talk to God and stuff like that. So I think it was the reason why my line dropped because he went to go and talk about that subject because I had talked to God and already settled in my heart about that concerning that other matter. That's probably why he had my phone to drop at that time on that Thursday. I had to laugh.
Yeah.
But I could laugh now, but at that time I was not laughing. I was crying.
Okay. Amen.
Yeah.
Well,
right. Love you all. God.
Sometimes a word is not for right this minute. That could be a word for 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 5 years from now. It could be a word for later on. And what we say is when you get a prophetic word and you got to take it back to the Lord. And if he's not saying anything right now, just put it on a shelf. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Like back in the closet. So, amen. Thank you. Thanks for sharing. Praise God.
Right. We just want y'all to keep praying that God will bless us with a divine open door, because so many things are breaking down in this place and we really need to get out. I mean, like, ASAP. So I'm like, Jesus, please.
Amen.
Okay.
We,
love
Lord,
y'all. Amen. Blessed be his name.
Amen. We trust your sovereignty. We trust that you're right on time. Hallelujah. You're on time, God. Yes, you are. Praise God. And we're trusting you for Minister Rachel and family, for myself, Pastor Mom, for Pastor Price and her family. Amen. Hallelujah. Looks like we've been waiting a long time, but, Lord, you know the perfect timing. And we give you praise for it now. Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay, thank you, Sister Rachel.
All right.
Anyone
love y'all. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Anyone else? And where? Your lines are open. All right. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and have Pastor Mom close us out in a word of prayer. Amen. Okay. You don't have to get up to pray this prayer. Stay right there. Okay. Okay, did you have any comments, Mom, about the service today?
Yes, it was real good today.
Okay, thank you. We praise God for that. Amen. And then you can pray your prayer. The Lord, may the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch between me and Steve while we ask the one for what.
One from another.
One from another.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we praise God for each and every one of you. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a blessed rest of the day. Love you all.